It's the District 14-6A opener for the Bryan Vikings as we talk with Ross Rogers, head coach of the Vikings. And, Coach, I say it's the 14-6A opener. You're taking on Tomba Memorial here. It's your opener, but everybody else in the district got things started last week.
Yeah, we got to watch probably six of them play, and that's good because, you know, we're not familiar with them at all. And, of course, certainly got to watch Tomba Memorial and Springwoods play. And, you know, it's a good district. It's a good district. We're going to have to play our best ball to be a part of it, and that's probably going to be true whatever district we're going to be in.
Vikings coming off a 20-0 loss a couple of weeks ago against A&M Consolidated over at Consol. Open date, did it come at a good time? Do you like this at the beginning of the district?
There's a number of reasons. It gives us, after 4 weeks, two scrimmages and two games, gives us a chance to see where we need to go with this team, if there's things that are just get better at, or do we make some changes. You know, and then you feel like you're going to go in pretty healthy because you've had 2 weeks to get ready. And and get a good look at your opponent because, you know, a lot of times we don't get to see the first game opponent. Now, you get video on them, but it's still good to see them in person. So there was a lot of good things about last week, and the timing felt pretty good too.
Your defense is one of the things I got to assume you're not going to make a lot of changes on. Those guys have been playing pretty well. I know they got a couple of long touchdowns and they got a drive just before halftime, but Consol's a good team to begin with. Defensively, in the first 2 weeks, you can't really be too disappointed, I wouldn't think, with how you guys have been playing.
Now, yeah, you think about it. You played two totally different offenses. You saw power wishbone run at you, and then the next week you saw somebody that would really don't care if they run it or not. I mean, they do run it, but they'd just soon throw the ball around a lot. So I thought our defense it hadn't been our problem. You know, our offense has just not got to anything going yet. We had many opportunities against Consol, had a couple of drives, and probably could have kicked a field goal just to say we scored. I felt like at 14-0, we were down there, we needed to score. So it's not that we didn't have our opportunities against Consol. And could maybe had 14 or 21 points, but we just haven't executed, and just was a very poor offensive game for several players that we were expecting to, you know, step up. And so Kerry had to do a lot of his own, but we're proud of I think we're getting better. It just hasn't proved. We haven't shown it on the field yet.
It seems like that opening game, it was penalties, it seemed like, against Waller. But in this game, it was fumbling the ball. You just never could get much going offensively because the ball was popping loose. You covered a lot of those fumbles, but you also really got nothing going offensively because of that.
Yeah, you know, and we dropped balls, hit us in the chest. You know, those are things a good football team can't do, and we're not going to get to be where we want to be with that if those things continue to happen. You know, there's no secret formula. It's just you've got to keep working at the little fundamentals and watching the ball in and not trying to run before you catch the ball. And, turnovers and, you know, things like that. If slowing us down, just a fumble, if it gets you off the script, then it affects you. If you make the first down, you fumble on first or second down. And, you know, some little penalties. It's been very frustrating. They don't feel like we're doing a good job coaching when those things happen, because that's our job to get rid of those things.
Does the open date help from that standpoint to kind of refocus these things? You got an extra week, I guess, to work on those things. And the other part of the thing is you talked about the fumbles. You had a big one early in the punting game that set up a touchdown too.
Yeah, you know, it was a good snap and just dropped the ball. I mean, you know, that's not the way we want to start the Consol game. But one time in 13 years, it seemed like they've got our number. We don't play well against them, and I don't mean we're going to quit playing them, but bad things seem to happen. And, you know, the big plays, they got them on the pass game. They attacked us in the middle of the field, and we felt like we'd spent enough time to take those things away. But there was a couple times we were supposed to be sliding to another coverage, and we just didn't get there. Or we'd have been in the face of it. I don't know, but guys may have made the catches. So there's some disappointment on that. But overall, if our defense keeps playing that well, we've got to come up with some kind of offense.
Well, the great thing about a 10-game regular season, in which 8 of those are going to be district games, is you're allowed to get better. There's no rule that says that you can't improve. And so it starts all over again when you do get into district. This is big to open things up against Memorial.
Yeah, and you got to do it in a game. You know, we can look good in practice, but you got to be doing it in a game. We've got to get better at game time. And so even though we practice hard, we'd go ones-on-ones a lot. And that, and our defensive front makes our offensive line better. So we're going to get better or not play because the guys we're trying to block on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they're pretty good. And I hope that's going to make us better, like you said, by getting better as we go into the season.
Tombo Memorial in town to take on the Bryan Vikings tonight, and we're talking again with Ross Rogers. And, Coach, I look down at the stats, and I say, oh, my gosh, they've got the number one running back in the district, and then they've got the number two running back in the district and the number two quarterback in the district. It's a very, very good offensive team.
Very good. And Coach Sam Parker has done a good job with his talent. He's got good talent. He coaches them well. They're very efficient. They make things happen because they don't make mistakes. And you just don't see them make many mistakes. And when they do, they've been able to overcome those. And they can strike from anywhere on the field. So it's a very scary thing to watch their offense. And our defense will be tested, but I do think our defense will give them a different look too.
Christian Lovick is one of those running backs, and he is the district leader. He's rushed for 523 yards in the first 3 weeks of the season. They do have the three weeks because they've got all three of their games in their bye coming a little bit later. Watched a little bit of footage from him from last year. My gosh, the kid is quick and fast. He's very impressive.
Yeah, and they lost the other one, a running back. I can't think of his name right now, number two, but he's broke a bone. His foot will be back, so they're one running back down. But they sure don't look like it because their fullback's a great ball carrier. Because they'll take Lovick out and let the fullback become the tailback. And I've seen him hurdle over guys trying to tackle him. He's a good blocker and he's a good player. And the quarterback certainly to transfer in can really throw the deep ball well. And they've got a young receiver, number 21, that just they've got a connection going because he'll hit a step on the post and the ball's there. He'll hit a post corner and the ball's there. And they're hard to defend. We got to interrupt that execution, and we've got to get some heat on the quarterback.
That quarterback who is Chandler Galban, you mentioned he transferred in. He came in from Burnett. It seems like I remember Burnett having some pretty good quarterbacks. You don't have to go to Tombaugh Memorial to be a pretty good quarterback. But the kid passed for almost 1,200 yards last year. Heck, he's approaching that pretty fast now through just three games with over 800 yards, seven touchdowns, and no interceptions.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what Burnett was offense when they were running, but it seemed like he could throw him for that much very easily there as a sophomore. So he's a good junior move-in for them, and certainly Coach Parker and them offense is taking advantage of it. One thing that we did against Consolidated, I don't think we did it the year before, and we did it again. I think we had six sacks on Consolidated, one for a fumble. And so I do think we'll have a chance to get after the quarterback. And, you know, I was there before, and it's hard to throw those pretty passes sometimes if you got people in your face.
It is. Are they the type of offense? And I know they do some play fakes. When you got running backs that good, you're going to do that. Where you got a little time for those defensive ends or your defensive linemen to get that rush?
Well, our defensive front, they can't focus. All that fly motion and all the jet stuff, that's got to be taken care of by your secondary. And so that shouldn't affect what we're doing by getting after him up front. And so our inside six guys, you know, they need to be focused on what's going on right in between tackles.
All right, flip side of the ball. We've talked a little bit about the offensive struggles that you guys have had, but they've given up some yardage defensively. They've given up some points defensively, so there are some opportunities there, I would think. And keeping it out of their hands is probably a good way to go.
Yeah, all that'd be good. You know, we sure like to run the ball and shorten the game, take our shots, and hopefully frustrate them with the amount of possessions they get. They've been very efficient with the possessions, but I want to think that we're going to interrupt some of that execution. Not all the time, but sometime. And so we got to be balanced on our attack and come off the ball and be aggressive on our running. And, you know, not that we're a wishbone or a power team, but 3 or 4 yards down, make it 4th-and-1. We may have to be going for some 4th-and-1s. Who knows?
All right, I'm thinking way in advance on this, but you guys and Tombaugh Memorial are the two smallest schools in the district. So if you were to both make the playoffs, this basically could decide who goes as the number one team and the number two team from Division II.
Yeah, at this point, you got to think they're going to be one of them, and hopefully we'll get to be one of them. And certainly, you know, knowing that they were one of the smaller teams coming in, and we were too, that was always in the back of our mind. but didn't know exactly what they had because they graduated pretty good last year. But they've come back with just as good a team, if not better. And defensively, they're doing some. You know, I've discussed the kamikaze type defense they play. They'll stunt from anywhere and loop from anywhere, and so that being said, they've given up some big plays. And Klein tailback had a big night running the ball against them. So we got to rely on some of that for ourselves.
All right, ready to go. District play at 14-6A. You've never been a 6A team before. Brian obviously has been in the largest classification, but they didn't call it 6A back in those days. So what are your thoughts about beginning the 6A quest now?
Oh, I hadn't really thought about it, you know, because when I came here, we were in 5A for 2 years with Woodland. So I know it's going to be a tough top to bottom. They've got enough kids, all schools, to pick from. And we just got to make the most out of what we got. And we got to be aggressive. And we got to take the game to them. And that's what we're going to try to do.
All right. Tyball Memorial is at Bryan tonight at Merrill Green Stadium. We will return for the kickoff of that game after this.